Father, we thank you that you have brought us to this place to receive your blessings. I ask that you would speak through me, that my words would be your words and that they would be effective. For we know that your word will accomplish exactly what you set it out to do. And so we trust in you and we ask that you would just shine brightly this morning. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. You can have a seat. Actually, the portion of scripture that we want to look at this morning for our text is from Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 through 6. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will rise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. And the nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around you and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be carried on the hip. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and exult, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the nation shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, young camels of Midian and Ephah. All those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense and shall bring good news, the praises of the Lord. Some of you know that my last church, around Christmas time, we would have a drive-through nativity. And so we'd start out with Isaiah, the prophecy, and then move to Mary and an angel, and Joseph and an angel, and then around the corner to Caesar Augustus making the decree, and Mary and Joseph and a donkey kind of walking towards Bethlehem, a manger scene with shepherds and wise men. We didn't want to end the story there. We didn't want just people to hear that Jesus is born, but why did he come? And so, you know, again, turning the corner of the parking lot, there was Jesus teaching the feeding of the 5,000, and then a crucifixion scene in an empty tomb. And with all of that, do you know who the star of the drive-through nativity was? It wasn't baby Jesus. Rachel and Rebecca got to be baby Jesus one year. I think one of them cried and the other one slept the whole time. There was Mary and Joseph, and even a ornately dressed Caesar Augustus. But the star of the show, the two camels. The two camels that we brought in, we had to rent them from a company that just did that. They went around the whole Christmas season, booked for multiple months, multiple days, and they took these camels around. Even the owners had their own shepherd's garments so that they could stand next to the animals and fit in. And they were kind of the star. I mean, even like it seemed that if we didn't have the camels, we couldn't have the nativity. You know, we had to book them a year out and all of that. And was it worth it? Yeah. Because the kids, you know, when you ask them what they remember and what they liked, it was the camels. They loved seeing something a little different. You know, the camels that are not in the gospel accounts. But maybe you are a fan of the camels as well, and maybe that's even something that your family does, moves the camels and the wise men across the counters, you know, in your house as they get closer to the nativity. And maybe even they finally made it there on last Friday, the celebration of the Epiphany, the light to the Gentiles, the coming of the Magi. But Isaiah does give us hope, right? He says that there will be camels. And not just one or two camels, but multitudes of camels. Camels that will cover you. And the importance is not that just camels are there or the people that they carry, but what is weighing them down? The treasures of the nations will come. The treasures will be bestowed upon the Lord as his light is shining. So stinky, stubborn, big, large camels, maybe ones that even spit a little too much. But that's the picture. That's the picture Isaiah gives us. When this glory will come, when the light will shine, arise and shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. And sure enough, as we heard in the Christmas story and even heard again in the reading from Matthew chapter 2, when the light of the world comes, even born as a baby or a two-year-old or anywhere in between, the light is shining. The light is shining, and we know that's Christ. John in his gospel tells us over and over that Jesus is the light of the world, that he is shining in the darkness. The darkness might not know him or obey or follow or anything, but he is shining. And when we hear or we see him shining, what happens? The nations are drawn to him. The nations stream to him. And sure enough, that's exactly what happens. There at the birth, wise men from the east come. They come drawn by the light. Yes, they were guided by a star, but they're drawn by the light, the glory of God that has now appeared to his people. And when they come, they do exactly as Isaiah says, they bring gifts. The wealth of the nations come to him. Isaiah mentions gold and frankincense, and sure enough, they have gold, frankincense, and myrrh there to present to him. As the light that has come, as the glory of God being revealed to his people. But that was just a small taste, a foretaste of something greater, a kind of down payment, a first fruits offering, guaranteeing a larger harvest that is to come. When? That great wedding feast. That great wedding feast on that last day when God's glory is revealed to the world as the Son comes back. As the bridegroom comes to take his bride into the marriage feast of the Lamb. The wonderful party where God's glory and majesty are revealed to the nations. And what will the nations do? They will stream to him. They will come because that's what they have to do when God's glory comes. What do we hear at the end? Even though it might be too late in that last day, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess because the glory of God has come to us. And we as his church, the bride, as they bring these gifts, wading down the animals, the camels that cover the land, fit for the king, fit for his glory, what he has done, we receive them as well as his bride. What a wonderful picture. All of the nations flowing to Christ because of who he is, because he is the light drawing them. And we get to partake in that as well as his bride. As the one that he has called to him through the wonderful light that is the gospel message, that light that is shining into our hearts so that we will no longer walk in darkness, so that we will no longer walk in our sinful ways, but trust in him and be forgiven through his work because the light shines. Because the light is shining. And yes, there was a time for 3 days that light was extinguished. There in the tomb, there on the cross, that light was extinguished and it was snuffed out. It was no more, but the darkness could not contain it. The darkness could not hold it in the tomb. And the light on Easter morning breaks forth. And he's shining on you. He has opened your eyes to see him as the light because he has drawn you to him by his wonderful glory, by his majesty. And so we get this wonderful opportunity now. You know, in this long engagement period that we are in as the bride, waiting for the bridegroom to return. What do we do? How do we live? Well, Isaiah makes it real simple for us, right? Those first two words. Those words that probably sum up Epiphany better than any two words. Arise and shine. Arise and shine. You who have received the light, who have been blessed by the gospel message, are now called to go and shine. To go and proclaim the gospel message. Not to come up with, you know, tricks or try to embellish or try to make the gospel message different than the wonderful truth that it is, the saving grace of Jesus Christ. We are just to proclaim that because that is what draws people to Him. That is what causes people to come to know Him as their Lord and Savior, the wonderful gospel message. That map that leads us all the way home to heaven to be with Him. That wonderful gift that God gives to us. And I know there's a lot of wonderful Sunday school teachers that teach this song, and I love it, and I sung it as a kid, and we sing it with our kids at home as well. But that light that is shining is not little. It's not little. The glory of God is not a little candle in the midst of a darkness. That light of Christ is the floodlights of all of heaven that is shining down, that is shining in you and reflecting through you into this world. And so we are to go forth not timid, not worried, but we proclaim the light and the glory of God because He is revealing Himself to us, to the world, to the nations, to draw people to Him. His desire is that all will come to know Him, that all are believers, and so we have the wonderful responsibility to proclaim that. It's not little, and it's not ours. That little light of mine, no, it's His light. His light that is coming through us. His light that is shining brightly. As we wait for that last day, as we wait for Him to return in all of His glory, as we wait for that second epiphany, it's coming. Rise, shine, give God the glory, as it says, we will praise Him as we wait for the coming King, and maybe some camels too. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your word, Your wonderful pictures that You give to the prophets of the Old Testament. That yes, point us to Christ. That we get to see fulfillment there, but even point further to that last day when all things will come together under You and all things will be made new and we will see Your glory not veiled in this world or veiled in flesh, but veiled, you know, unveiled and just pouring out. And so we praise You for that. We thank You that just like the wise men, we have been brought in. Foreigners, outsiders, Gentiles, that we have been brought into this family by Your grace and Your word alone. Allow us to live as Your bride until that day when You would come again. We pray this all in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior and coming King. Amen. At this time, we ask our ushers to come forward to receive our offering.